Now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHN.
All right, it is 6:41 here on this Thursday morning on WPHM as we broadcast live from the all-new McDonald's in Wadhams. This place looks fantastic. Connie Jones, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and thanks for letting me have another cup of coffee. I think I needed it this morning.
I tried to get Connie to talk with us earlier. Said I just need some coffee. We all are getting fueled up here on our McCafe coffees. This place looks really nice.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. It is our new experience of the future here at McDonald's, and we've added some really nice touches, and it's so comfortable feeling. It's the free Wi-Fi. We have our new ordering stations, which are our kiosks, state of the future, and our brand new double drive-thru here at McDonald's. Been humming pretty good with those really sweet digital drive-thru boards.
The kiosk, I want to talk about that. I had a chance to use one of these in Canada, actually, last summer, and it was really cool. They're really, really convenient. Kind of walk us through the process.
It is actually, the name is a kiosk, but it is actually a point of sale. It is going to be your first stop when you come into the restaurant, and it has every menu item you would want on there, and you can go ahead and pay with your debit or your credit card at the station, or you can just scoot over to the counter and we'll go ahead and take your cash payment there. It is we're excited that Wadhams McDonald's is 20th in the state of Michigan out of 530 restaurants, so we're really new and fresh at this, but as you said, in Canada, they have it. So I experienced over the weekend when our Canadian guest would stop in, they were excited to see it.
Yeah, it really is neat. It's convenient. You can, and if there's not a line behind you, you can take your time. You can scroll through the whole thing, and you can customize your order. And you can say, you know what, I don't want onions on this or whatever. It's really a very convenient way to place your order.
It is. And when we're busy, it is that extra point to go if you are basically maybe just getting a Coke to go.
Sure.
You know, stopping in, getting a Coke, and hitting the highway again. But I think the most important thing when I saw this and watching customers' faces when they walked in, they want to touch it. They want to see what this is all about. And as you know, we're going to that technology age with everything being,
for sure,
do it, touch it, feel
yourself,
it, and it kind of goes all along with that. And along with also the kiosk, we have mobile ordering here. So it's all the wave of the future.
You can order it through your phone. We had a story in the news yesterday about new cars that you can actually use the technology in your car to place a mobile order. So the day is not that far off when I can tell my car what I want from the Wadhams McDonald's, and it'll just take me right there.
It's download the McDonald's app. We have the mobile part on that. And the really unique part about it is other than maybe other mobile order restaurants, your order doesn't even start to be made until you're on our lot. So we have this big old screen that picks up your phone signal or your application, and away it goes. So it's made hot and fresh when you come on our lot.
Connie, how long have you worked for McDonald's?
I have worked for Schultz Family for 28 years.
It has changed a lot in 28 years, hasn't it?
It has evolved immensely in 28 years. The one great thing with this experience of the future is we're going to have a guest experience person out in the lobby, and that's going to greet our guests. That's going to be our host and hostess of the future, and they come out and they spend time with you. And to me, that's sometimes going back a few years, but it's a great function to have.
Well, it just makes sense because this is a place you want to, you know, sit and enjoy your meal and, you know, maybe have an extra cup of coffee and visit with friends. It's a very comfortable atmosphere in here.
It is, and we kind of made it so you can sit. You can come on in, and especially with being a highway restaurant, you know, you need to get off the road, take a load off and have something to eat, have something to drink, maybe check your emails, and just kind of see what's going on.
We were, about a year ago, we were in Marysville. That was a recently renovated McDonald's. What's next? I mean, you're all caught up now, right?
Well,
we're all new and shiny, right?
Well, we are all new and shiny, and McDonald's is this experience of the future. So between now and the year 2020, you will see changes in all of our restaurants. So that is our focus, and that is what we are working on.
Okay, so stay tuned. There will be more of these futuristic sort of experiences coming up at McDonald's. Now, what else has been going on this week? You've had a very busy week, and you got a lot of fun things coming up over the next few days, too, don't you?
We did. Last night we had the Prowlers here, and we had five from the team, and we had a really good time with them. They were behind the counter. They were with the kids that came to see their favorite players. They were in our drive-thru handing out orders. They were a fun night last night. So I'm just going to give a shout-out there to Ozo and Carrie and Dalton and Yanni. So we had a lot of fun.
They all want to come back and work here again, don't they?
I think so. We're gonna have them another night. Maybe not at Wadham's, but at another McDonald's close to you. So we had a good time with them. So thank you, Prowlers, and good time with them. Today we have something really exciting, and it is Give a Hat for Ronald McDonald. And it's hashtag Get Your Hat On. And we are selling red and white striped beanie caps for $5. Or also for a dollar, you can donate and get a sticker. All this money will support local families in Michigan. So it's staying right local. Money's going around McDonald House Children's Charities. So we have five houses here. So
that's awesome.
It is good. And it's for a grandma that's had two granddaughters there. And their families needed a place to stay. It is important. So stop on by any of your local McDonald's and pick up a red and white striped beanie. Or donate with the dollar, $2, whatever you feel like you can give, and we truly appreciate it.
And the celebration doesn't end today. It goes on through the weekend. You got some other things coming up too, right?
Tomorrow morning from 6 o'clock, starting when we open our lobby doors, free McCafe muffins, blueberry, cranberry, orange, carrot for their first 50 customers. And then exciting on Saturday morning, we're going to give away 50 cards, and on each card is 52 free Big Macs. So one a week for an entire year. So roughly $260 value. So a great gift, a great stocking stuffer, something to you to stuff in your car visor and have a free Big Mac once a week.
That'd be a really cool thing to have. My secret Santa at work would flip if I gave
I'm just 6 thinking. O'clock Saturday morning.
All right, you may see me here. There you go. Connie, thanks so much for having us here this morning. This is a lot of fun.
It's always great to have you guys here.
We're at the Wadham's McDonald's and Connie Jones. Connie, the funny thing is, you'll see Connie at any of the local McDonald's. It's not unusual to go to any of the McDonald's and see Connie behind the scenes.
We have 10 Schultz family restaurants from Yale all the way down to Algonac and out to Richmond. Great locations, great family. So it is. We always hope that you have a great visit when you come see us.
Oh, we're having a great visit. We're loving it this morning here at McDonald's in Wadham's.
Stop by and see us.
All right. Thanks, Connie. Appreciate it very much.